he brought a good lesson. What it was like for the early church of God to sit with us. And this morning, I'd like to share with you some things. What was the early church really like? Jesus had risen from the dead, and for 40 days he showed himself to various disciples and some of his followers. And that day, 40 days after his resurrection, they were all gathered together, and he turned to them and he spoke to them, and he told them to wait for a promise of the Father. He told them that they had been baptized with water, but in a few days they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, he explains it. And Jesus explained that God the Father had promised that to them. This morning, everyone who knows is in the Father, knows the Lord Jesus Christ, has the Holy Spirit living within him. He is living in your soul. He is there to help you. He is there to guide you. He is there to encourage you, to give you joy, the many fruits that he brings with him. In the book of Acts, first chapter, verses 4 and 5, we read about the coming of the Holy Spirit. And in Acts 1, verses 4 and 5, it says, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." There were many questions going through their mind. They sought answers to those questions. The biggest question was probably, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel at this time? Are you going to get rid of the Romans that have conquered us, being so detrimental to our worship services and things? Is Israel going to be a kingdom again? And is it going to happen right now? That's what they want. Jesus gave them an answer. He's still a no. That God is all-powerful, and he's going to make the next move. You just be still and know that he is God. You're going to be challenged to go forth in God's power to preach to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. And as they watched, Jesus floated up from the earth in a cloud. And as they stood there looking up into the sky, two men dressed in white stood by them. They'd not seen them before and spoke to them. They spoke and asked, "Why are you standing here looking up to heaven?" Then they said to the disciples, "This same Jesus that you just watched ascend into heaven, he'll come back in like manner, as you have seen him go. He will come back in the cloud. As he departs, he instructs them." John 7. He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times of the season which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and Judea, Samaria, and to the devastation from our three systems. And it all went back to an upper room. Peter, John, James, the living. They stayed there. They spent their time in prayer, thanking God. What they had seen, Jesus had resurrected. Some of the women were with them, preparing to meet him. Jesus passed away quickly. We are told that they stayed in that place because they were afraid of Jesus. They wanted to be quiet for activity. What we know is that there were about 120 people gathered there. They were gathered there 50 days after Jesus' death, which was the day that 8 days after he had ascended to heaven. Holiday that follows the Passion. The scripture tells us that they were all at one place. Suddenly, they heard what sounded like a mighty wind blowing over them, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Something happened. Each one of them, they began to speak in other tongues. The clamor caused the people of that area to come running to see what was going on. And this was not an event that they had control of. Acts 2, verse 4 tells us. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord in prayer. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing. Filled the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues, fire, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other spirits. There were many people injured at that time, some could pass over. They were there from all over the Roman Empire. Different languages. Each one heard. fearful Jews. And they hid themselves because of that fear. After the day of Pentecost, they were not once afraid. They came out of hiding, and they preached the gospel. Everywhere they went, we should be the same, because we have the same Holy Spirit within us. We should be doing what they did. We should be preaching the gospel everywhere we go. If we have placed our faith in the Lord Jesus, people begin to sit. And that church started out with a couple of services for both. So 2014 people. Church started. We need to grow. One church where we can send out help to people. give up all things, to be constant, thinking, who can I trust about you? Who can I talk to you about for Jesus? How do I go about it? So, we all need to reach out to the people of us, people who are not here this morning, to reach out to lost sons and share with them the information about them. Now, remember the thing about there are people, when you're out of spirit, a lot of people that say, no, go to God's word. Share with them. Let them oppose the awful sin that they have. And share with them the fact that Jesus died for them. As Jesus departed this earth, he gave us what we call the great Matthew 28, 19 and 20. He said, told his disciples, go ye therefore, teach all people, baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, teaching them to observe all things that comprise them. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Jesus is with you this morning. When you leave this church, you arrive at home, Jesus will be with you because he is your Savior. He has died for your sin, that you might have eternity, that you might have the Spirit of the Spirit. He wants you to reach out to others to accept the gospel. That's what the early church. The early church is very concerned. People respond. Reached out to those people. The people accepted Christ. We need to be faithful. We need to bring other people with us. And we need to bring people with us. And we need to share with them the gospel. Do you think of someone who is here? Take the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the Holy Spirit